Britain's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has turned to the courts to get a contract for a driving license card printing machine scrapped. The tender was awarded to IDEMIA South Africa last year, but the Auditor General has found that it was irregularly awarded. It says procurement processes were not properly followed and there was some manipulation. Minister Creasy is asking the High Court for a declaratory order. The Organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has welcomed the move. Outer says it raised the red flag and also gave authorities a dossier that revealed the contract price had ballooned from the budgeted 468 million rand to over 800 million rand. CEO Wayne Duvenage says their investigations also found the winning bidder failed to meet key bid technical requirements.
And we are very grateful that the minister agrees and is taking this matter through the courts to have this tender cancelled. But more than that, we would like to see accountability against the perpetrators, the people involved in the bid evaluation committee, bid adjudication. It was so clear and obvious to us that this tender was manipulated, and we just cannot allow people who conduct themselves in this nonchalant way, costing you and I, the taxpayer, millions of rands in irregularities of this nature.
And staying with the Auditor General, the office says it will investigate claims by the Umkhonto weSizwe party that the postponed budget speech led to wasteful expenditure. The budget was supposed to have been tabled last month, but disagreements over proposed tax hikes saw it being pushed back to next week in an unprecedented decision. In its letter to the AG, the MKP expressed concerns that millions had already been spent on travel, security and other areas. It's calling for a forensic audit into all expenditure. The Auditor General's Harold Maluka.
It is important to note that the AGSA conducts annual regulatory audit of both Parliament of the Republic of South Africa and all government departments. If any material irregularities are identified during these audits, they are reported in the audit reports of these institutions, which are tabled publicly in Parliament. It is equally worth noting that the AGSA is committed to carrying out its constitutional mandate in a fair manner, without fear, favour or prejudice in all its audits.
The Electoral Commission has begun exploring the possibility of electronic voting in South Africa. It will be hosting a public debate at a conference in Cape Town next week. Representatives from countries that have used electronic voting, like Namibia, Estonia and the DRC, will also attend. Chief Electoral Officer Sy Mamabolo says they must investigate new approaches to improve the electoral process, voter experience, accessibility and enable cost saving. And Meta is launching a facial recognition tool to detect scam adverts featuring images of celebrities. If a public figure enables the new feature, the tool will scan their profile picture and compare it with faces appearing in suspected fake ads. It will be automatically blocked if misuse is confirmed. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.